Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Matthew chapter 4, verses 25 through chapter 5, verse 3. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region around the Jordan followed him. Now, when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and he sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed." And then he went to the Sermon on the Mount. That's what we're going to be talking about over the next few days. But first, let's just give a little overview of the Sermon on the Mount. This great sermon is Jesus' inaugural address. In this sermon, recorded in Matthew 5 through 7, he announced the principles that would govern those who follow him. Jesus contrasted his kingdom of grace with the legalism of the religious leaders. The religious leaders were concerned about outward acts. Jesus was concerned with the attitude and intention of one's heart. The sermon began with what we call the Beatitudes. There are eight of those. The word beatitude is a Latin word meaning perfect happiness. Each started with the word blessed. And we'll consider the Beatitudes over the next days, but first let's just understand what the word blessed means. The word blessed means much more than just being happy. Happiness often depends on outward conditions. But living blessed is an emotion that experiences deep spiritual joy when grounded in a relationship with Jesus. Being blessed is the assurance that you will live with God's strength and that you are able to function under His protection. Being blessed is to be the privileged recipient of divine favor. Living a blessed life is proved through the circumstances. Challenges are going to come and go. But the follower of Jesus is blessed through times of success and times of failure. Lord Jesus, thank you for giving me a life that is blessed. Thank you that your blessing is deeper than any challenge or circumstance. Take me to that place of deep joy regardless of my life situation. In your name I pray. Amen.